Yeah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Reavers Show. Playing songs from my brother Mike Young. And songs by Alan Merrill. And songs by the Zeros coming up. Mixing it all in there. And yeah, I think Mike would have liked that one. Estimated profit. Philadelphia. For those, you know, deadheads that need to know the exact date. July 7th, 1989. I'll give a whole rundown of what we did, I guess. We are supposed to do that from time to time. Started off with Driving Saturday, then the Clash, Spanish Bombs for Mike. Grateful Dead, Till the Morning Comes, and The Golden Road to Unlimited Devotion. Then we had The Who from some outtakes, Young Man's Blues, from the BBC, The Who Substitute. Then we had Cracker covering The Kinks with Victoria. Bob Marley, Iron Lion Zion. And then we went into the Alan Merrill portion. Played The Arrows, I Love Rock and Roll, written by Alan Merrill. Talked to Alan for quite a while there and played A Touch Too Much by The Arrows. And then just then, Estimated Profit, Grateful Dead from Mike. We're going to continue playing songs for Mike until Sammy Sirius of the Zeros calls in at the 2:30-ish time, I guess. But more songs for Mike right after this.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Ben just made something aware of. We didn't play A Touch Too Much of The Arrows. We played a song called that. I'll play Arrows all day long if I don't. But this wasn't a tribute to Mike Young.
Just that I put that out.
Good point, Ben. 91.5 WMFO. And what else was I going to? Oh, yeah. I'm not on Facebook right now because I have to do other things and that could screw up my computer here. So don't try and contact me that way. 855-915-9636. Here's some camper van for you.
We'll be right back. How's that fair? Ooh, yeah. Love's not fair.
WMFO in Medford with Sammy Sirius and the Zeros there, and I have Sammy on the phone right now. What's up, Sammy?
How you doing? What's going on? Who was that band you were playing just now? Well, I was at home. It's pretty good.
Some purple-haired freaks.
Yeah, right. So what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I just talked to Alan Merrill, who we'll be playing with next week. So that's
Alan Merrill, yeah, Alan at home. Yeah, it's cool.
I guess you played with him before, didn't you?
What?
Didn't you play with him one time? I thought
yeah,
you told me.
Yeah, I did.
Me.
I played with him a couple of times in New York. And also, I did an interview with him on the Ruin Who show, which was in New York.
So very cool.
And, sounds really cool.
This is all connected, we're folks.
What's that? We're playing with him on a sidewalk, with you and Alan, you know.
Yep.
That would be cool.
It will be the Zeros, Sammy Sirius and the Zeros, Alan Merrill, the Roastabouts, the Hip Pips, and the Thigh Scrapers, and there's a couple more they even added. So it's
gonna be
a great show next Saturday.
It's
sidewalk
be a good show, yeah. Rocking,
Sammy. So maybe not a lot of New Englanders know you guys, but I mean, you guys were like kind of a huge sensation over in Hollywood, like late '80s, early '90s, huh?
Yeah, early 92, about 87 through 92, we took Hollywood by storm.
Right.
You know? And then after that, toured and made some records and stuff like that, and, you know, playing around and stuff like that. So, it's, you know, it's all good.
Right. It's great to see you still working.
Yeah.
I read somewhere, like, the other guys weren't joining you, but that might have been an old article. Is this the original lineup, or you got new guys now?
Well, what right now for this show at the sidewalk
in
New York?
Yeah,
it's all new guys.
Oh, okay.
The original guys are doing their own thing. They're playing their own. They're playing their own music and their own thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. And I got some great guys. Now we're playing. We're going to be doing the sidewalk. We're going to be playing a couple more shows. And you know, it's really good. They're a good lineup, and it sounds great.
Sounds great to me, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit what happened over in Hollywood. I mean, like, they, for a record release, they painted a couple of the clubs purple, correct?
Yeah, we did the whiskey, and we were doing this purple theme and everything. Zeros were purple and purple hair and everything, and we did the whiskey for our record company. Coincided with the whiskey to paint it purple for our record release party, and we did a the coconut teaser. We did our video release over there for the Love's Not Fair song that he just played.
Okay, that's the way that is. Okay, so I know what it looks like now.
What's that?
So I know what it looks like now. I've seen the video. Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the teaser and the coconut teaser, which was a club there on the Sunset Strip, along with the whiskey go-go on the Sunset Strip. And, you know, we were painting everything purple. We were going to do the street purple. We had an idea to do the street purple from Sunset, from Tower Records, all the way up to the Key Club, Gazzari's up there. That was the next.
But that never happened?
No, it didn't materialize, though. But that was one of our crazy ideas that we had.
Right. I guess you guys would cruise up and down the strip in a purple hot rod.
Yeah, we had the Zero Mobile, just like the Monkees or anybody else had their cars, and you know, ZZ Top and everybody. So like we had our own vehicle. It was a 68 Chevy Nomad station wagon, which we were cruising around, and we used to go to, you know, the clubs in it, and when we did shows, we used to make appearances in it and stuff like that, like a Batmobile. So it was pretty cool.
Right.
You know
what happened to that car?
Well, I still got the car. It's actually in Wisconsin with a guy, and he kind of like wanted to take it up there. And I let him take it up there because I wasn't doing anything with it. It was sitting there, so I didn't want to do anything with it right then. Hmm. And then, it's still around. I could get it, my hands on it, if I want to drive it. But it's more like a car that's like kind of just like I don't want to really touch it too much because it's
now it's a museum piece. Cool. It's a museum piece.
It's a museum piece. Yeah, that's good.
It's going to be in the Smithsonian or something, you know?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. I hope so. It'll be up on eBay for bidding more.
Right.
You know.
Another thing I love with you guys is you had Converse made sneakers for you, your own.
They did. Well, we had this crazy idea to. We were originally wearing the regular Chuck Taylor high top sneakers, right?
Right.
And we had this cool idea where we wanted to do a taller sneaker, and then we went to the knee high, and then we went to the thigh high ones, which were called Sky Tops.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to come out. Yeah. We did that for Converse. We worked with them on those sneakers, and they put it out for us, and that's basically it. The knee-high ones made it to the malls.
No way.
They did. They made it to the malls of America. But the real tall ones, you know, they still didn't get a chance to put them out yet. Maybe they will.
Right.
You know?
Will you be wearing the high ones at New York City?
I'll wear them just for you, Brian.
Oh, do it. I love them.
I'm gonna wear them. I will wear them. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys get.
I wear all different kinds of shoes. But I got these stacks. They're like these Converse stacks. They're like, I think they're like 10 inches off the ground. The only problem is I can't. I have a hard time balancing myself on small stages. You know.
Right.
I mean, on larger stages because it's you know they're like stacks. So they're you know they're pretty tall. At least 10 inches high. So.
Yep.
But I'll be wearing Sky High ones. I like those sneakers. They're good sneakers.
Yeah, you guys got to look it up. I mean, if you haven't seen these things before, I mean, they're laced all the way up. I mean, how many holes? You know that?
I used to have a person. I used to have an assistant that used to lace them up for me because I was just too lazy.
Oh yeah, you know? I would think I'd need one for that. Yeah, anyone? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, they lace them up because I couldn't take it anymore. Then I invented the ones with the zipper on the side.
Oh, there you go.
So it had the lace where you didn't have to undo the lace, but you had a zipper.
Right.
But you know, I felt like I was cheating on that, so I didn't want to do that. You know.
Well, they're great looking sneakers, man. I want a pair myself.
I got all kinds. I got like 40 pairs of those.
No kidding.
And we made a whole mess of them. I mean, I even made some, like, you know, green, yellow, you know, just like these bright colors and pink ones. And I had these red patent leather ones. And
what size shoe?
No, where am I? What size shoe do you wear?
Yeah,
I wear like a 10.5.
Oh, I could probably fit in those. You have any you don't like anymore?
Yeah, I do actually.
would you give a pair of these to Brian Young at the next show?
Would I give a pair of them to you?
Yeah.
If you framed them, yes.
If I frame them, I'd wear them.
Yeah.
I'd probably throw them on and wear them at that show.
Only if you sang Zero songs and I do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't want no pressure on you. I just think they're tremendous sneakers.
You like them though, huh?
Oh yeah.
You do like them?
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, I'm sorry, you know, there's been all this business. You were trying to send me a download, and you even sent me the CD, which got lost. Even I tried to rip it into the system, and these kids here, we have a student exec board because it is a college station, and they, I had the darndest time trying to get them. They never got this thing in the system for me, but I could certainly play any of your new stuff off, the internet. But I do have Zero In. In the system here. Are there any songs from that?
Any songs
on Zero In? Like, how's Now Sammy? Do you like that one?
I love that one. That's great. It's about me. How can I not like it?
Right. Okay. So, because I'd rather not play from the internet.
There's some curse words in there, so I don't know if you're hip on playing it over the air. So.
Oh, I'll censor it.
Are you gonna? Okay. All right. That's good.
All right, man. What else is going on, man? I mean, so you just released something. You want to tell us about what you released, this new album?
I just released an album called Salute the Nation, which is a cool record. And I'll give you one at the show. You know, this way you won't have to worry about the college guys over there losing.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. And then we're also at the show. I want everyone to come down, man, and get your free Zero purple hair.
Right. Those are free?
Yeah. Well, at the show it is, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone can get them online, though, right?
You can get them online at SammySeriousTheZeros.com.
Yep.
So if you go to that website, SammySeriousTheZeros.com, you get them on there. You can also get it on eBay and places like that. And, you get the songs on iTunes and Salute the Nation is a pretty cool album, and I just released it, and we'll be doing a lot of songs off of that.
Okay.
At the show. Yeah.
Well, I will. Then I will. You know.
Also along with the oldies. You know, we always focus on the great ones from 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right.
You know, and all those songs, and Names Volume 1 too.
Yeah, I thought I had 4, 3, 2, 1 here too, and now I can't find it. Can you bring that for me too?
Really?
Yeah, can you bring the CD for me?
I will, Brian. Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. I you know what? I will. I'll make sure I will play off the internet today. I'll play Salute the Red, White, and Blue. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah,
all right,
that's
great. Great. So we'll do that for you and try not to.
A lot of cool songs on Salute the Nation. Salute the Red, White, and Blue. Sick Loony Guy. In It for the Minute. There's a lot of cool songs on there that a lot of people really dig, and we're playing them at the show, so then they keep wanting to hear them. So I'm thinking that they're very they're in the set. The standards in the set now.
I'm looking forward to seeing it live, Sammy.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, man.
All right.
Live.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll enjoy each other's acts. Sounds great.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'm into it.
Okay. I know I had other questions for you. Anything else you want to tell us, Sammy?
Here.
What?
Come at me, Brian. Come on. I'm ready.
No, what was it? I forget what it was. But anyways, I mean, these guys were really huge. Hollywood, you know, you gotta check them out. They're all over. There's all sorts of stuff on the internet you can find on the Zero. So I'm a fan now, and once I have more of your material, I'll be playing you all the time. All right, Sammy?
Yeah, sure. Great. I appreciate that.
Right on.
Yeah.
You gonna be recording some more stuff soon, or just?
I'm in the process of thinking about going back in the studio and doing a couple of records. I'm also a couple of songs for another EP record. And then I'm also thinking about going on a little mini tour.
Sounds great.
on the East Coast. And I'm looking really for someone to team up with and, you know, go out and play some gigs and stuff like that, you know?
I'd say the Thigh Scrapers will do it, but like half my guys are married, and it's like pulling teeth trying to get them to New York, you know?
Yeah.
But that sounds like a blast, though. Sammy?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Hey, no problem, man. Anytime.
All right. So are you calling? Is it Sammy Sirius' Zeros? What are you calling your band now?
It's called Sammy Sirius and Zeros, because, you know, between the situation with everything going on and all the member changes and everything like that, it's just basically Sammy Sirius and the Zeros, you know, so it's like,
right.
But, you know, either way, Zeros, Sammy Sirius, whatever you want to call it, it's under the same moniker, so it don't matter.
Right.
You know.
All sounds good to me, Sammy.
All right, great. I'm glad.
Hey, it's great we got to talk. And yeah. I'm going to see you real soon, Sammy. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
Me too.
All right,
I'm
man.
I'm looking forward to seeing you hanging.
Definitely.
You know?
Thanks a lot,
all
Sammy.
Right.
We'll talk soon, all right? All right.
His
salute the red, white, and blue for you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Sammy Sirius, the Zeros, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Country is to you. It's waving at you every day. It's something no one has to say. When my friend came back from Vietnam, he said, "What the hell is going on?" He heard some of you just weren't true. He said, "Salute the red, white, and blue. Salute the red, white."
ways to fame my character and fuck it up. You try to blame it on me and mess it up. Every time I try to be the nice guy you really want to see, you blow me now, you spread around the stuff that tries to knock me down. Now Sammy, Sammy, now Sammy, am I a fucking dumb? Am I a fucking dumb? Am I a fucking dumb? Am I a fucking dumb?
Okay, that's enough. 91.5 WMFO. Sammy was right. There's no way I can actually edit that. Oh. In the meantime, though, actually, because I have nothing queued up, we'll just play this until more music for Mike coming up. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you so much, Sammy Sirius. And the Zeros, we'll be playing with them next week. And yeah, let's play this for now.
Yeah. was born down by the river where the dirty water flows, and the cold wind cut through me, it cut right through my clothes, and the anger and the yearning like fever in my veins set the fire burning. She came down from Knightstown with her hands hard from the line. From the first time I laid eyes on her, I knew that she'd be mine. Her father was a lawman, he swore he'd shoot me dead, 'cause he knew I wanted Jeannie, and I'd have her like I said. Jeannie needs a shooter, shooter like me. Jeannie needs a shooter. Jeannie needs a shooter, shooter on her side. Jeannie needs a shooter. Like me, Jeannie needs a shooter.